Listen what happens when we make the Lord first in our life, when we make His truth first in our life, when we make His presence our number one objective, experiencing Him. Listen what the psalmist says our lives will be like. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. You know what this means? That if we're living our life by God's life in us, if we're living by His Spirit, if we're being led by His Word, not that we're perfect, but that we're truly coming to Him, depending on Him. We want to be changed. We want to put Him first. We want to do what's right. There's a big yes in our heart to Him. We're still falling. We're still repenting. But there's a big yes in our heart towards God. You know what happens? We prosper. We have success in our life. I'm not talking about material success necessarily. I'm talking about the spirit of everlasting life gaining ascendancy in us and through us. The psalmist says he's going to be like a tree firmly planted by rivers of living water, continuously bearing fruit in every season. We'll be changed from glory to glory, from grace to grace. We'll be going from faith to faith. Even though the outer man may be decaying as we age, the inner man will be being renewed day by day. We'll keep getting younger and younger in the spirit. Our life is going to have an effervescent youthfulness to it, even when we're old. Why? Because we're drinking of eternal life. So let me ask you a question today. What are you drinking out of? Are you drinking from the world? Are you drinking out of Hollywood entertainment? Are you drinking out of secular music? Are you drinking out of the wellspring of God's Word, His Spirit, and His Son? The choice is before us. The Lord said, "Behold, I put before you today life and death. Choose life that you might live. Beloved one, which will it be?" We can't have it both ways.